You're listening to a podcast from 702.
It's Friday.
And that means it's 702 Unplugged.
19 minutes to 3 o'clock. We're about to just end things off. This Friday show with a bit of music, the sounds of a newcomer, Nipo Hurd. And her music is a fusion of different sounds because of her upbringing and just her own frame of reference is what she pours into her sound. So we speak to her now, then we'll play you her performance straight after that. Nipo Hurd, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Lovely to connect with you. Lovely to get to know you. This is not your given name.
No. It's only but a bit of my long, long given name.
Yes. And then where did the Hurd come from? Because you were born like a Nipo.
Yeah. So the Hurd comes from the fact that I'm adopted. I'm now adopted. I've been adopted since I was 11, and the family that I'm adopted to, their surname is Hurd.
Ah, I see. Okay. So they kind of what put you through school and you started living with them from your biological family?
Yes.
So what would you say then has influenced your sound considering the kind of background that you have?
I think it's exactly that, the kind of background that I've had. I think the fluidness in which I've grown up from one place to the other, from one kind of culture to another, racially as well. I've crossed many, many kind of racial barriers. I think it's that kind of background will make you a kind of a fusion of a person. You become a salad, if not. And anything that you pull out, is going to represent that if you are at least being true to, you know, your journey, I guess.
Yes. You've released your EP, The Girl, but how did this music thing happen for you?
So, you know, like, I've always loved music, but I never thought that in my artistry was music. I always thought I was a poet. I thought I was a playwright. And that's what I used to focus on, you know, focus on the drama side of things. And it's just like, through music, always being there, being persistent, and me and my poetry and the way I engaged with my poetry kind of was like in a musical sense. It just kind of just started happening. And then when I was in the trick, my drama teacher got me into a musical, and then I was the lead. And of course, I was like, oh, okay, something's happening here. And then, music kind of just went, no, I'm the one you want. And then I was like, okay, fine. But then when I went to varsity, I studied both music and drama, but music was still like, I'm the one you want.
And you are quite dramatic, you know, in your ways. So the drama still comes through from time to time.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. And it also helped me with my performances. So it wasn't in vain at all.
Yes. So you formed this band, which features Josh Swanson. He's the one that we see in the video that you've recorded of three of your songs, as well as drummer Sbuzondi. So what went into these songs on the EP?
So, I mean, the EP, the title is The Girl because I feel like the music that is in the EP is really just like, it's almost like a diary of mine. It's getting to know who I am. It's getting to know the kind of thoughts that go through my mind. And I often have this thing of being unable to speak to people about my true feelings. And so music then becomes that place for me. You know, I can joke around most times, but I can't, kind of speak about everything eloquently enough to explain how it is that I'm feeling. And so, that's the kind of music that I've written. It's just like literally everything that I've gone through, stuff in relationships, stuff personally, even stuff in friendship and in like having fun. You know?
Yes.
I just kind of wrote about that.
So you'll be paying tribute. You'll be part of a virtual performance that is celebrating the life of the great Chief Albert Luthuli. How will you be honoring him?
Well, I mean, one thing that I dare say should be the legacy is that fighting for what you believe in. And I believe that my music is a representation of that, you know, not straying away, rather, from what it is that you you are and what you stand from, and kind of like influencing the next generation to stand for something or fall for nothing. And I think that motto probably was one of his. And so I'm hoping that I'm honoring him there and also maybe doing a very good vocal job.
So we'll check it out. It's on the 19th of January. That's Tuesday, a virtual concert that seeks to pay tribute to the Nobel Peace Prize laureate, Chief Albert Luthuli. It's been lovely getting to know you, Nipo. After this, we check out your sound, and I look forward to your growth in this this industry.
Yes, man. Thank you so much for giving me the minute, you know. That's all it really takes. I'm giving you a minute.
You're too cute.
Just... thank you, guys.
Thank you. That's Nipo Hurd. She's absolutely too adorable, and you'll get that energy, that vibe from her from the recording that she has done for us. So after this, we play you her music.